This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You've heard the indignant cries before, right? Right? Oh, well, I never. We're better than that. That's not who we are. This is the high-pitched battle cry of the Freedocon, the loser Freedocon, who brought us to this juncture. Modern conservatives by necessity and through their Andrew Breitbart-inspired understanding of Alinsky tactics are owning the libs' hard and mean, tacky and utterly hilarious stunts and memes that the bow-tied virgin contingent would never consider exploiting. Their goal is to lose with dignity, and they'll get half their wish and not the dignity half. Now, you've seen it. You can admit it. It's, you chuckled. Conservative performance art is drawing attention to the facts and outrages that our establishment toe-sucking regime media has declared narrative non grata. For example, the internet and now even TV is awash in discussions of whatever the hell is growing out of the slumlord scion ogre John Fetterman's neck. Is it a tumor? Second head? What the hell? Clearly this dude is a mutated mess. Comedian Alex Stein is out there hassling Democrat Congress creeps, notably asking Eric Swalwell about exactly what he and Chi-Com spy Fang Fang put where during their cheesy relationship. Governor DeSantis is dropping off illegal aliens in Martha's Vineyard, sparking a mass freakout by the left, who have to now live with the consequence of their border inaction, while Governor Abbott one-ups him by dropping a busload of the uninvited in front of Kamala Harris's house just days after she looked into the camera and said the border is not open. And oh, how they whined. Making fun of Fetterman's health issues? Isn't that just so mean? Sex jokes at the expense of blue flaming sex joke Eric Swalwell? Sort of immature. And it's mean, I say, to fling these poor people around America just to make a point about the vicious hypocrisy of the sanctuary posers when the proper moral course of action is to lure them into the clutches of cartel coyotes to make a deadly journey north to help create, falsely as it turns out, a permanent Democrat supermajority. So many tears. We shouldn't stoop to using these tactics to get attention, they howl. We should debate, they say. Make a reasoned argument, they insist. Keep it classy, they whine. Okay, then where do we debate? Where's this reasoned argument taking place? Is the New York Times WAPO going to get in there and make the case? Will ABC, CBS, or NBC turn a spotlight on Democrat disasters? Maybe they didn't notice, but the memo's gone out on these issues and many others that hurt the left, and mum's the word on that one. Here's the hard truth. There is no debating, no reasoning, no argument. And you might think these things would be necessary for a functioning democracy. And I know we're a republic. And that having an ability to discuss important issues is important. And it is. But we don't have those things. Not at all. All we have is regime media that has ensured that we cannot discuss the issues that hurt Democrats. Take a moment to look at what the official licensed journalists are and are not talking about. They're not talking about how John Fetterman is a brain-addled mutation. They're not talking about how a key House Intelligence Committee member got dived into a honeypot and got played by a hard five commie strumpet. They certainly are not talking about the wide open border. The only thing they talk about is the leftist wine women, obsessions like convenient baby killing, and insurrection. We're told that it's mean to talk about a stroke victim, except he is a stroke victim, and he's too mentally dysfunctional to function even in a Senate that contains Mazie Hirono. We're told it's mean to embarrass and humiliate Swalwell to the extent the flatulent weirdo is not into that over his alleged sex antics with an alleged red Chinese bimbette. Except he's a congressman who's allegedly had sex antics with an alleged red Chinese bimbette. And that's not actually even okay. No, they insist the big issue is Trump keeping the nuke secrets and the knock list in Melania's undies drawer. We're told it's mean to take human beings and cart them around the country for political purposes. Well, there's an easy way to avoid that. Don't break our laws and come here illegally. I figure if you come here illegally and break our laws to get in the country and we want to cart you wherever we want to cart you, I guess you're just along for the ride. To the extent that it inconveniences people who should not be here at all, tough, go home then. We have no greater obligation to respect their needs than they respected our laws. If you can't deport them, dumping them on the leftist lawn is our consolation prize. Is this too mean? Too bad. Time to check your watches to see what time it is, kids. It's not 2003 AD o'clock. It's 2022 AD, and we're in a war for the soul of the country. Stop fussing, fix bayonets, and fight. This tactic is working. Bigly. The enemy's been forced to deal with these issues. They're being forced to live by their own rules. And these issues are finally getting attention, lots of attention, thanks to not caring about your stupid propriety. So once again, you invertebrates, where does the high-minded policy discussion about these issues that you tubing ever happen? It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. And having been denied the ability to discuss these issues in a calm, deliberate, polite manner, this leaves us two options. We can force the discussion to happen with outrageous stunts, or we can shrug and give up and not discuss them at all. And I say we go for option number one. The weak cons would go for option number two every day, which is why no one listens to them anymore. You only lose for so long and so consistently before it dawns on people that you're a loser. This is our country. These are our lives, literally. When you look at crime, incompetently fought wars, and the staggering 108,000 Americans killed by the fentanyl the Democrats have allowed to cross the border by refusing to enforce the democratically enacted law against illegal immigration. If drawing attention to these issues requires us to work a little blue, too bad. You should probably tighten up, you simpering saps. This is not some theoretical policy discussion during a panel on the Lido deck of the Forum for Liberty, Families, Eagles, and Forum's conservative cruise. This is about impoverished and dead Americans, and you prissy geeks can stuff your delicate sensibilities up right where Fang Fang did. The Democrats have foisted upon us nothing but pain. And since they thought it was such a good, clever tactic, I say we go ahead and finish adopting it. Because I agree, it is a clever tactic if you know how to employ the pain the right way. Time for all of that to be happening to them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, this is pretty funny too. A federal appeals court upheld a Texas law this past Friday that seeks to curb censorship by social media platforms. Now, the ruling, which is a major victory for First Amendment rights, and for Republicans who charge companies like Twitter and Facebook are limiting free speech, is a step, it is a tee-up in a major legal battle that could end up at the Supreme Court. At the heart of this, and I don't, honestly, I sit here and I wonder why my state is not leading the way here. Texas. The lawsuit is challenging HB 20, a Texas bill signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott that regulates social media platforms with more than 50 million monthly users, which includes Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and says they cannot censor or limit users' speech based on viewpoint expression. In his opinion, federal judge Andrew S. Oldham of the Fifth Circuit said the platforms argued for a rather odd inversion of the First Amendment that buried somewhere in the person's enumerated right to free speech lies a corporation's unenumerated right to muzzle speech. Judge Oldham said, "Today we reject the idea that corporations have a freewheeling First Amendment right to censor what people say." Now, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is arguing in defense of HB 20, stated on Twitter Friday, "I just secured a massive victory for the Constitution and free speech in a federal court. Hashtag big tech cannot censor the political voices of any Texan." Net Choice, a nonprofit group representing MEDA in the challenge against the Texas law, said in a statement they are disappointed with the decision. "We remain convinced that when the U.S. Supreme Court hears one of our cases, it will uphold the First Amendment rights of websites, platforms, and apps." Friday's ruling created what is known as a circuit split, since the 11th Circuit struck down a similar social media law in Florida. A circuit split generally increases the likelihood of the Supreme Court taking the case. I don't think I would want to bet on that one at this particular moment. Our president, the sitting president, the guy that's currently in the White House, claims millions of us have embraced semi-fascism, whatever that is. And we threaten not just your personal rights and economic security, but our very democracy, the very foundation of our republic, in a battle for the soul of our nation. Not exactly the most moderate way to unite the country, would you say? Mr. Biden isn't alone. Democratic National Committee Chairman Jamie Harrison says the Republican Party has become a party of fascism and fear. Congressman Eric Swalwell grants that Republican fascists are trying to overthrow the government. Their media allies echo and amplify the accusations. I wonder if they actually know what fascism means. Have you ever looked in a mirror, or is it their own history or their agenda? Merriam-Webster defines fascism as centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. But a more complete definition, an extreme intolerant system under which an authoritarian government doesn't own businesses outright, but dictates to or colludes with them to redistribute wealth and property, control access to information, and determine which companies and people can make, do, sell, and say, employing laws, intimidation, police powers, and violence to advance their agenda. Doesn't that sound like the White House right now? The executive branch, the Democrat Congress, the woke corporations, media. And they recall the old saw that Republicans want to control what you do in your bedroom, but Democrats want to control everything you do outside your bedroom. Few actions in American history epitomize this better than the Mar-a-Lago raid. And the message here that they sent, that you were supposed to receive, is if we can do this to a former president, imagine what we can do to you little people if you protest at the U.S. Capitol or school board meetings or question Democrat election victories. A New Jersey mom learned that when an armed FBI agent showed up at her home after someone anonymously and falsely said she was at the Capitol on January the 6th, and you thought that Lois Lerner had weaponized government agencies. Almost as shocking, all this and the House of January 6th Star Chamber proceedings followed years of black-shirted Antifa thugs burning, looting, and bludgeoning their way through cities to voice their displeasure over the 2016 presidential election. police brutality, other grievances. Few were ever arrested, much less prosecuted, and many were bailed out by sympathizers like then-Senator Kamala Harris. Thought control comes through what is taught in our schools, kindergarten through graduate and law school, and via censorship, in a blatant violation of the First Amendment right. Lawsuit by Louisiana, Missouri, and Attorneys General and New Civil Liberties Alliance has unearthed Facebook, Twitter, Meta, and YouTube emails revealing that at least 32 federal officials and multiple federal agencies colluded with the social media giants on ways to moderate content on their platforms by illegally and systematically suppressing misinformation, unapproved thinking, and inconvenient evidence about COVID, vaccinations, ivermectin, and climate change. So, yeah. In the name of averting an imminent man-made climate crisis, the Biden administration is deliberately locking this nation's abundant, reliable, affordable fossil fuel energy in the ground. As those actions send prices ever higher, non-ruling classes are told, set your thermostats to a comfortable, planet-friendly 80 degrees Fahrenheit in summer, 65 degrees in winter. Drive no more than 5,000 miles a year. Vacation no more than once every 3 years. Ditch your gasoline-fueled car, but don't charge your $60,000 electric vehicle because you might cause a blackout on grids increasingly reliant on weather-dependent wind and solar power. This is not just dictatorial erosion of your personal rights and living standards. People die from health conditions they would otherwise survive amid freezing winters when they can't heat their homes properly and during summer heat waves when they can't cool. And to impose more of this, they've been colluding sue and settle lawsuits. Then you have Jane's Revenge and the other criminals he picked up where Antifa left off, firebombing pregnancy counseling centers and howling outside Supreme Court justices' homes, and attempting to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh, emulating a Bernie Sanders volunteer who tried to murder a Republican congressman at a 2017 baseball practice. So, all of this may not amount to full fascism, but it's coming really close, and it's far worse than semi. Is this the path you want for America? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Since President Biden took office, the southern border has seen illegal immigrants coming into the country in record high amounts, with the U.S. Border Patrol reporting three times as many encounters under the Biden administration than the Trump administration. The president explains why Border Patrol is so overwhelmed.
Fewer immigrants coming from Central America and from Mexico. This is a totally different circumstance. What's on my watch now is Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. And the ability to send them back to those states is not rational.
Nearly four dozen people are facing charges in what's being described as the largest pandemic relief fraud scheme charged to date. They're tied to a Minnesota-based nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. The alleged scheme was worth $250 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, dogs bark, wolves howl. The domestication process that turned wolves into family pets has served the dog well. For most, it meant guaranteed food, shelter, and comfort while being able to stay in a familiar social structure with humans as pack leader. But there was a trade-off, and it was a big one. That same process trapped domestic dogs in a permanent state of adolescence. Essentially, when you're domesticated, you stop growing up. And that time lock is where Rover barks and does not howl like a wolf. The wolf in the wild is able to grow up and, as with most members of the canis species, howls. Communicates, that is, like an adult. Young wolves do bark and yip, very much like the dog with a tennis ball in his mouth looking at you right now, pleading with his eyes to go out and play. And there remains a bit of a debate over the prime mover in the process. Who domesticated whom between dog and humans, if you will. But as wolves and jackals and such still exist in the wild, it is clear that not every canine was on board with becoming the four-legged member of a mostly two-legged group. Now, what happens when humans not only become domesticated themselves, but actually demand to be housebroken and insist that remaining an adolescent is not only their right, but their duty to society and the planet? The adult, biologically speaking, housewoken, are not shy about this requirement, this quest to make sure that everyone else take care of them, coddle them, never criticize them, always agree with them, never stress them, never ask them anything, always understand that whatever is important to them is the most important thing in the world, and never, ever get in their way. I give you Exhibit A. This Yale student, i.e. future leader, demands that a place of comfort and home be created for her at the college. When the professor disagrees, she shrieks in terror and proceeds to go on an obscenity-laced rant against those who would dare to contradict her. And this disagreement was about Halloween costumes. Now, take a moment and consider how she and those like her will react into the real world. But you don't have to imagine that, because you can look around and see that right now. You can see it every day. Speech codes and safe spaces. Credentialism instead of advancing by merit. Twitter mobs. Intolerance of debate. Honoring napping and coloring. The obliteration of nuance. The inability to concede even the mere possibility of error. The citing of systemic rather than individual causes for everything. Placing outward identity before inner qualities. The list goes on and on. And imagine what the previous generations of young people would say about this practice. They would rightly be appalled that the structure and the struggle is not for more freedom, but less. Not more independence, but permanent dependence. The self-creation of boundaries, not the pushing boundaries. The move from steal this book to ban that book. From actual beer bottles to metaphorical formula bottles. No matter what the woke or of whatever age say, they're not trying to change the world for the better by highlighting such issues as diversity, climate change, anti-racism, retroactive history, etc. They're doing it for themselves and to themselves in order to create a world in which they have no responsibility, yet somehow remain the center of attention. If everything is everybody else's fault, then nothing is anybody's fault. So how do we get to the point that college students, who then graduate and inhabit and mutate the bowels of the bureaucracies of so many of the nation's institutions, schools, government agencies, and corporations, mandate that they themselves be locked into a societal protective custody cell? And why have a generation or two claim permanent infant status, cry, sleep, get fed, get someone else to clean up after them, and most importantly, be the automatic center of attention wherever they go? Simply put, being an infant, a child, even a teenager, is easier than being an adult. The desire is understandable, but the how goes back years, starting with a shift toward centering self-esteem in school's curriculum and philosophy in the 1970s. Nobody would argue that it is a good idea to purposely and constantly belittle children, but placing personal feelings ahead of anything else can have and has had significant deleterious effects on a person's world and his view or her view of her place in it, which is, you know, the center of the world. Then the idea of ensuring being able to feel good all the time spread. Youth sports leagues started for younger children to play games like soccer, but they didn't have any rules, let alone a winner or a loser, so nobody would feel sad. By the way, ask any kid why he thinks of scoreless competition, and he'll tell you that he hates it. He will also admit that he damn well knows who won anyway, because they all keep scoring their heads. From there, the parents get involved, overly involved, setting up play dates and scheduling activities and hiring illegal aliens to mow the lawn, literally putting children on leashes, banning jungle gyms, and in general terrifying them of the big bad world out there. All of it fed into the cosseting of millions of kids who got older without growing up. These helicopter parents, most with a blade missing, love the truly psychotic notion of fourth grade graduation ceremonies and encourage their kids to tattle and complain, turning them into the narcissists we see today. The emergence of social media played right into the hands of this trend. And again, as with the domestication of the dog, the issue of whether social media were the cause or effect of the change is up for debate, though the process may be best described as a vulturous circle. Zero effect? Check. No one can contradict you to your face? Check. Say the right thing gets the instant endorphin rush of likes? Check. Being able to jam your thoughts into someone else without having to hear what he thinks? Check. Get the thrill of joining a righteous mob and telling yourself you're making the world a better place? Very, very blue check. Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram are purposely designed not to allow for conversation or even contradiction. Just block unpleasantness on your own and let the algorithm do the choosing for you. While some, Okay, most. Okay, practically all of the effluvium that floats along in social media is howlingly awful. It is, in fact, only barking a few hundred words at a time. Barking for attention. Barking an alert. Barking for food. Barking to be let in. Yelling to shut up other people. Crushing dissent. Categorizing everything so you do not have to delve deeply into anything. All of this is all the same. It's just a demand to remain a juvenile. And somehow, in some absolutely stupid way, these juveniles are now, to a very large extent, somehow the leaders of the pack. Now, one day, you and me, we're not going to be here. And the juveniles that are still barking are going to have to, they're going to be facing something they've never had to face before. It's sort of like the world now. I mean, I grew up, I'm half British. The Britain that I know has only ever known Queen Elizabeth, and now she's gone. So now the world changes. It doesn't matter whether it's for the better or for the worse. It changes because everything ends. Now, the juvenile dogs, the juvenile, always going to be adolescents that are out there in our society today, they're going to wake up one day and see the same world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A Tupelo detective said an armed robbery suspect walked up behind a compliant convenience store clerk Sunday morning and shot him in the back of the head, according to the Daily Journal. Detective Wes Kloak testified the clerk is very gracious and even gave him a stack of money that he didn't ask for. He opened the safe for him and gave him a bank bag. After ordering the Chevron Food Mart clerk to the floor, the suspect then walked up behind Mr. Singh and at point-blank range executed him, Kloak added. The suspect, who's been living on the streets since last December, has prior felony convictions for burglary of an inhabited dwelling and two counts of burglary of an auto. This, by the way, means he's a prohibited person. Forbidden by law to have a gun. That disability didn't stop him shouldn't surprise anyone. Neither should have the fact that someone with multiple felonies for victimizing people is set free by what represents itself to be the criminal justice system to stalk the streets and find new victims. Also unsurprising is Chevron's position regarding armed employees. A 2016 memo opting the company out of Texas's open carry law reiterated. Other states have varying laws governing firearms. However, the Chevron policy is consistent that no firearms are allowed in any Chevron facility without prior approval from Global Security. That's in spite of the fact that this is hardly the first Chevron armed robbery ending in merciless slaughter. 1 year ago, September 2021, a clerk in Washington was ruthlessly murdered, and it's not like it's a recent phenomenon. Then there's the story of a Chevron clerk who complied with his assailants only to be slain in a 2013 robbery. The fact that corporate gun banners remain deliberately indifferent is something well known. As Insider reported in 2019, more retail workers and law enforcement officers were killed in homicides on the job for 6 years in a row. They're forbidden to have the means of defense. Instead, those who demand that they stay this way offer useless advice, guaranteed to leave them at the mercy of those who have none. Give them what they want. It's the same suicidal advice gun grabber groups have been parroting ever since handgun control, now conveniently calling itself Brady United Against Gun Violence, demanded back in 1981. The best defense against injury is to put up no defense, give them what you want, or run. Criminologist Don Cates wrote in a 2008 analysis, this anti-gun position, too, is bereft of criminological support. 20 years of National Institute of Justice data shows that victims who resist with guns are less likely to be injured and much less likely to be raped or robbed than victims who submit. Indeed, in more than 80% of the cases where a victim pulls a gun, the criminal turns and flees whether he has a gun or not. That wasn't the case in the May 24, 2000 Wendy's massacre, when seven employees were forced into the restaurant freezer, bound, gagged, with plastic bags over their heads, and then each shot in the head, all in New York City, the home of the Sullivan Citizen Disarmament Laws. What a horrific... How terrifying that must have been in those last moments. And the question has to be asked, what if what they want is your life? And this doesn't matter to the Business Must Act Coalition and AstroTurf collaboration between prohibitionists like Brady, March for Our Lives, and others using corporate shaming to extort compliance with its demands. See, they're not satisfied just with dead clerks. They give companies an F unless they forbid customers from being armed in states where it is lawful on the insane cover theory that such customers are the problem. Each new killing, which they precipitate with their policy, gives them another opportunity to blame guns, blame gun owners, blame gun makers and gun stores, blame their lobbying groups, and loudly demand more common sense gun safety laws. Now, that's one thing. Here's the other thing. Let's segue to schools, because recently Ted Cruz introduced bills that would respect the Second Amendment and provide a means to prevent or stop mass shootings. And he's not pretending that Uvalde didn't happen. But because it's not gun control, anti-gun Senator Chris Murphy was not going to be a fan. And it seems the Connecticut senator has killed the bills even. Two bills designed to improve school safety by increasing police presence, locking and alarm systems. that's no good. They also wanted to have mental health resources. That was all blocked on Wednesday when Democratic Senator Chris Murphy objected to the legislation. Senator Ted Cruz presented his Securing Our Schools Act of 2022 and the Protect Our Schools Act for unanimous consent. And together those bills work to fund and improve school safety for public, charter, and private schools. On top of improving the security, they would have notably funded 15,000 new mental health professionals in schools, which is infinitely better than 87,000 more IRS agents. Cruz said when introducing the bills that it would be the most significant school safety bill ever passed, since there's never been a school safety bill passed, but an objection from a Connecticut senator who styles himself as a leading gun control advocate killed both bills. From the floor, he said, this isn't real. This is a TV show. This is clickbait. This is theater. This isn't an actual attempt to pass legislation, which is actually the way the Democrats do things when they're in power. They actually, you know, put these bills out there knowing they're going to fail. But Cruz responded that Murphy was playing political games. Cruz is right. The truth is that even if you support gun control, the idea of improving school security and providing a load of new mental health professionals in our schools should be something we could find common ground on. And I get someone like Murphy would never be satisfied with just that, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't pass something we should all be able to agree on. And meanwhile, Murphy will blast folks like you and me because we refuse to compromise on gun control, but he's willing to ignore all the good Cruz's bill could have potentially done because it's not a gun ban. And I get that there were parts of the bill Democrats were never going to agree to, but that's where the amendments come in. They could have stripped those more controversial parts of the bill and still provided the security those schools need. Murphy's been in the Senate long enough to know how this works, too, so ignorance is not an excuse. And the truth is, he doesn't want to hand Republicans a win on school safety because it would undermine his and his party's claim that the GOP doesn't actually care about school safety because they won't pass gun control. Cruz's bill shows that the two aren't remotely the same thing. And the kicker in all this is it's unlikely that someone worked up about school shootings will heckle Murphy on a flight because of this, which happened to Cruz because, you know, he was a Beto brother. Now, the bill that Murphy killed would have interceded in some of these rampage killings, though. It would have interceded. These kind of things are the kind of things where you catch the rampage killer in the buildup. And the buildup is important. Based on Murphy's own rules, this means the blood of those shootings would be on his hands. The Democrats don't like your children being safe in a school. It's one of the saddest things to realize. It has nothing to do with them being safe in a school. It has everything to do with banning guns. It only has to do with banning guns. That's why Murphy stopped it, because it didn't have anything. This bill had nothing to do with it. There was no gun ban built into it, so it couldn't go. Couldn't go. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.